Disasters cannot be totally prevented, but their impact can be reduced. Prepare and prevent. A production of the Disaster Management Coordination Agency, DMCA, aims to educate and empower residents on Muntserat to be prepared to respond to emergencies and disasters. Prepare and prevent. Aired every Tuesday, 5:15 p.m. on ZGB Radio, also provides relevant and timely messages about what you can do to protect yourself and your family before, during, and after natural and man-made events.
Hello and welcome again to the program Prepare and Prevent, a production of the Disaster Management Coordination Agency, DMCA. I'm your host, Shirley Anquili. In this week's edition, we'll continue our focus on oil spill preparedness and response. To this end, the first draft of the National Oil Spill Management Plan for Muntserat is nearing completion. So what is an oil spill? According to Wikipedia Online, an oil spill is the release of a liquid petroleum hydrocarbon into the environment, especially marine areas, due to human activity, and is a form of pollution. The term is usually applied to marine oil spills where oil is released into the ocean or coastal waters, but spills may also occur on land. My guest today is Astrid Wade, Senior Disaster Management Coordinator at the DMCA, who is collaborating with Delta Petroleum Regional Health, Safety, Security and Environment Manager Ryan Alls on the development of this National Oil Spill Plan. Mr. Wade, what are some of the potential hazards as a result of oil spill?
In Muntserat, we haven't had a major oil spill in years. That's something for us to be proud about. But that doesn't give us the way to leave things alone. We have to improve on our present status. Last year, I think it was, we carried out the RETOS assessment on Muntserat, and the RETOS is basically the readiness evaluation tool for oil spills. It's basically a gap analysis tool. And sad to say, Muntserat got a 6% rating in that assessment, which isn't good at all. That tells us that we are not ready for an oil spill. The hazards, if you have an oil spill, we can have environmental impacts, we have economic impacts, and we can have public opinion. Now, if we have an oil spill on Muntserat, we can have major disruption into our fisheries and maricultural environments. We can have birds and sea mammals, their breeding areas and their feeding areas being affected. We can have our sensitive habitats like our coral reef, mangroves, marshes, etc., being affected also. And our industries or tourist industries or other industries that we may have could be impacted by this also. Also, we can have our recreational activities being impacted, yachting, scuba diving, all these areas. So these are some of the potential hazards that can occur from an oil spill.
You mentioned before that Muntserat has not experienced any oil spills in years. But what are some of the common causes of oil spills on land and the sea?
Let's deal with the land first. Presently, we have the Delta Petroleum Delivery Truck, and that's one of the leading hazards that can happen is basically that truck overturning and spilling its contents into our water supply or turning over and disrupting something in our vegetation or farming areas or something like that. So that's something that can happen and more than likely would be man-made or more than likely a mechanical failure or something of that effect that would cause something like that. On the sea, basically we have a lot of sea traffic that passes through our waters, not really directed to us, passing tankers. A passing tanker can come into difficulty in our waters and can cause an oil spill to affect Muntserat. We also have an active port with large enough ships visit at times, and you can have a spill in the harbour. You also have the ship-to-shore process that goes on to offload Delta's fuel. So these are areas that we have to look into. These are areas that anything can happen. You can have a man-made accident at any point in time, and these are things that can happen. So these are basically the areas that we have to look into and just make ourselves better on them and improve on our systems that we manage these areas with.
Mr. Wade, you're working on the development of a national oil spill management plan for Montserrat in collaboration with Delta Petroleum Limited. What's the main objective of this particular plan?
The plan seeks to bring clarity to operational response to incidents which would result in the spillage of oil or any other substance into the waters or on land and cause damage to Montserrat's environment, wildlife, or people. The central goal seeks to minimize the threat to seabirds, marine life, fisheries, ecology, since these areas are tourist-related and tourist-related beaches. This is why we need this plan. And also, if we are to get on board with other international agencies and for us to have a better scaling in the RITUS assessment, we must have a plan. If we complete this plan, the plan will boost our ratings when we do the RITUS assessment, maybe in a year's time also.
Would this plan address safety procedures one should follow when handling oil products?
It won't really address the safety procedures. It will be the response, preparedness and response to an oil spill. So at this point in time, it won't really deal with the safety aspect to say. It'll just be a comprehensive plan as to what the major stakeholders would have to do in the case of an oil spill.
What are some of the key issues that will be covered in this National Oil Spill Plan?
We have preparedness, response, recovery, mitigation, and roles and responsibilities of key stakeholders. We'll also have annexes with equipment availability locally and regionally, and that'll just be the main focus at this point in time with this plan. Later on, maybe 5 years down the road, 3 years down the road, amendments may be made to improve on the plan.
Let us go into further details about the issues that will be covered. You mentioned preparedness, response, mitigation, I think. Can you please expound further?
Preparedness, we need to be prepared. In Montserrat, we have this saying that nothing is going to happen. And we should have learned from our experiences, 1989 with Hugo and presently with the volcano. Those are natural disasters. Man-made disasters can happen at any point in time. I think that our record shows that our man-made disasters are not as much as maybe other territories. Could be a plus for us, but sometimes people get complacent and start to do things that are not adhering to the rules. So here's where we have to be prepared. We have to do capacity building. We have to make sure we have people trained. We have to have plans and we have to have procedures in place for us to be ready when the time comes. Financing also is of major importance. Budgets have to be planned and we need to have all these things in place just in case. I can draw reference to an incident that happened in the BVI, the Vagabond experience, where the government of the British Virgin Islands at this point in time is in court trying to retrieve money that they spent on the Vagabond accident. That was a ship that ran aground and spilled a lot of oil in the British Virgin Islands, and the government paid to do the cleanup and the recovery, but they were having some problems in recovering their funds from the agents or the persons that owned the Vagabond. So we don't want to be caught in a similar situation. We want to be ready and to have all our resources and everything allocated so that when we do have a situation of this magnitude, we can deal with it.
Where are we in terms of the first draft of this plan?
I'm happy to say the first draft is almost ready. I printed a copy last week. I'm just going through some fine detail at this moment. So early December, I will meet with Mr. Ryan Isles of Delta and we will sit down. I have to do some syncing with the Delta regional plan. Delta has a regional plan for its territories. So Montserrat's plan has to sync with Delta's plan because Delta is our main provider, petroleum products on Montserrat. So we have to sync our plan with their plan. So I'll meet with Mr. Isles the end of November, in early December, and then my director will guide me as to when the draft will be issued up.
So where do we go from here? You mentioned that the first draft of the plan will be completed by the end of December. Where do we go from here? What's the next step?
The draft will be completed. It will be shared with the major stakeholders, the Department of Environment, the Fisheries Unit of the Ministry of Agriculture, the Montserrat Fire Rescue Services, the Royal Montserrat Police Service, and a few other persons. It will be shared with them, and they will get a chance to give the opinions and their contributions to the plan. Then we'll revisit the plan, and then my director will then present it to cabinet or whoever is the relevant authorities for approval. So that's where we are at this point in time with the plan.
At what stage will the public get an opportunity to make their input into the plan?
Well, at this time, the public will not be consulted at this point in time under the directives of the director. He will decide when that will be possible. But at this time, it's just basically the DMCA and the major stakeholders. We will go through the plan and see where we are before it's presented to the public.
You spoke about stakeholders. Who are our stakeholders in the drafting of this plan or the development of this plan?
Well, the major stakeholders would be the Department of Environment, the Fisheries Unit in the Ministry of Agriculture, the Royal Munster Police Service Marine Unit, the Fire Service, the Attorney General's Office, non-government organization, maybe the Waite Institute. They could give a good input. Coral K, these organizations. So we may just incorporate them into the... I think we are thinking about maybe having a one-day symposium and dissecting the plan and see where we are with it so that we can have it approved. Eventually, it'll be a legal document.
If an individual discovers an oil spill, what should he or she do?
On land, if you observe an oil spill, you report it to the relevant emergency response divisions. It would basically be the police at 999 or the fire service at 911, or you can always call the DMC at 491-7166. For our fishers or our shipping family, if you observe an oil spill on the sea that you think is going to affect Montserrat or our surrounding waters, you can contact the police marine unit or via channel 16 and you'll be guided to the appropriate channels, or you can also report it to the Antigua Coast Guard base. And also, if you know our local numbers, you can also report it again to the DMCS 491-7166. So it's just if you observe it on land or at sea, these are the main persons that you may want to give the information. If you're at sea, the coordinates of the location that you observed would be greatly appreciated to the marine unit so they know exactly where to go and to look for the spill.
In wrapping up your final comments, Mr. Wade?
As I said before, we just can't be complacent. We have this way in Montserrat of thinking that nothing happens, so we don't need to do anything. We cannot be complacent. We must start putting the right plans and procedures in place, policies in place, for us to be recognized out there also in the international arena. There are a lot of financiers out there, but if you don't have certain plans in place and policies, you won't get their financing. So we have to start from someplace. We have to be recognized, not because we are small, as people always say. We have to start to show an example and get this thing out of our head that nothing is going to happen. An oil spill can happen in the wink of an eye. So we just need to be ready. We may not get it right on the first attempt, but at least we can respond to an oil spill.
Senior Disaster Management Coordinator at the Disaster Management Coordination Agency, DMCA, Astrid Wade.
Comprehensive disaster management is about every one of us being ready to manage any natural or man-made event, like earthquakes, tsunamis, fires, oil spills, volcanoes. It's about having your home or business prepared with an emergency plan and supplies. It's prevention, keeping your home, business, or community well-maintained and safe. It's about being able to get your life back on track after the event. Will you be ready?
Visit WeReady.org, brought to you by SEDIMA and the European Union.
Throughout the hurricane period, the DMC will continue to provide you with information, advice, tips, and reminders to help you get prepared. Follow us on our Facebook page, Montserrat Disaster Management Coordination Agency, and our website, www.dmca.gov.ms. Tune in next time for another informative and useful Prepare and Prevent program. I am Shirley Nkwili. Remember, most oil spills are caused by human error. Therefore, the prevention of oil spills falls upon all of us, as well as government and industries.
Prepare and Prevent, a production of the Disaster Management Coordination Agency, DMCA. Be aware, get ready, stay prepared.